Global warming. We know it's bad, but it feels so good. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. According to a recent poll, climate change can't compete with education or immigration as one of Americans' public policy priorities. In fact, it's almost last. A new study could help explain why. Megan Mullen at Duke University says over the last 40 years since we've known about climate change, most of us have lived in places where there are increasingly warmer winters and summers aren't too hot. And she found we like it that way.
That doesn't lend this urgency or motivation for action to address the problem.
Mullen says her findings are worrisome because all signs point to global warming catching up with those of us who like 60-degree weather in January. Summers will get hotter and less pleasant, and extreme weather like storms and flooding will become more common. Mullen says scientists and anyone communicating the risks of not acting on climate change should focus on that.
We need to help the public understand climate change through the lens of extreme events and not through the lens of everyday weather.
Mullen says that could help people see the potential economic losses and human health impacts of climate change, even if they like the forecast today. Last Friday, a natural gas transmission pipeline exploded in Salem Township, Westmoreland County. One man was hospitalized, his house demolished by the heat and flames. Other nearby homes were damaged, and people were evacuated. The pipeline carries natural gas underground from the Gulf Coast to the northeastern U.S. Our energy reporter, Reed Frazier, is following this story. Reed, you were at the site in Westmoreland County this week. What's it look like there now?
Well, it's a little bit hard to see now because there's an armed security guards blocking the section of the road where this explosion happened. So you can't really see it up close. Federal pipeline investigators are working with Spectra Energy, the owner of the pipeline, and state officials to determine the cause of this explosion.
What can you tell us about that investigation and to why it happened?
Well, we don't know much from the federal regulators that are looking into the investigation. But from what we do know about past investigations is that usually they will interview people who were in the company's control room, and it's usually an offsite, could be out of state, where all of the measurements that the pipeline company keeps to determine what kinds of pressure was on different sections of different parts of the pipeline was. What's interesting about this explosion is that this pipeline was built in 1981. And usually problems with pipelines occur in pipelines that are much older and much newer than that era. Older pipelines fail because of old age and corrosion. Strangely, newer pipelines are also more prone to problems than pipes of that age. But the investigation is likely to take several weeks or months until we find out more information.
Well, thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier will have more on the pipeline explosion in Salem Township, Westmoreland County, on our show this weekend. And you can always go to our website, alleghenyfront.org. That's it for this week's Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.